Hi, this is Carl from South Africa, this time bringing you a podcast on trains. There's a private company that refurbishes steam locomotives, and we took a day's trip out with them, travelling approximately 70 to 80 miles out and 70 to 80 miles back again. I'm recording this on my Plextalk Pocket PTP1 Daisybook recorder using Audio Technica 80-822 stereo cardioid microphone running via the mic-in mode and a recording level of about 12 on the Plextalk Pocket, just to accommodate for the very loud sounds that some locomotives make. I recorded this podcast in various sections, combining a few clips together. For example, I've got a section dealing with the trip out, another section dealing with the trip back, and then at the end, a very good diesel train, freight train recording that I managed to capture at one of the stations. I obviously had to use sound clips as I had to edit out the bad sections, especially where the wind got too much for the microphones. So you'll hear various sound clips without talking in between. Just a few important notes. On the trip out, we were closer to the locomotive. We were approximately in the second carriage. There's a water tanker truck dividing the locomotive with the first passenger carriage, and we were in the second one. Obviously, going back, we were in the second coach, passenger coach from the back. So the locomotive will be much further away from where I'm recording. The train was approximately 12 passenger coaches long, and as you'll hear in the second section, quite a challenge for the locomotive to haul up the hills. The locomotive was a Class 12 AR, which is one of the smaller locomotives. It's actually currently one of the only 12 class in South Africa, and it's the smallest. Her name was Susan, and I think she did a pretty good job of hauling that train up the gradients. The routes coming back had some serious gradients. Another important note is it might sound that the locomotive is off to the left and the train moving towards the left at times, and then at other times the locomotive to the right and the train moving off to the right. And this is independent of the trip out and the trip coming back. This is due to me recording either out of the left-hand side or the right-hand side of the train, depending on where I was at the time. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to the first section, which deals with the trip out. I start off by capturing a Metro Suburban electric train arriving into the station and slowing down and stopping, followed by our steam train arriving, but not puffing. She was practically blowing off her steam as she was rolling into the station, this causing a very loud release of steam, pushing the microphones to their limits. Then the rest of the section is various clips on the route on board the train. And after that, I will chat to you again. So enjoy.
That's the metro train.
I thought this would be good.
No.
Just tell me which side it is.
This one's got a bit of a problem. It's got a bit of a problem. It's all it's up here.
Now, which side? Okay, cool. Yeah, fine. Here we go. So a lot of power going into that. You can actually feel each individual piston stroke through the thrust, through the trade. Actually not open in throttle, he's actually pulling very light at the moment. Most of them closed because the guys steal.
Steal the track.
Yeah. I heard about that, but I'm actually noticing it now. We used to get a lot of joints. Now you hardly get. You get now and again. It's picking up bit speed. This is, they're just going through with caution. Coach?
trenches must be fairly well maintained because they're running very smoothly compared to what I was used to in the past. The Trans-Karoo used to make horrible sounds sometimes. The wheels used to creak and squeak and sounded like they had punctures. And these are running pretty smooth. I'm sure they maintain them because they're old coaches privately owned.
These are the very, very old
wooden.
No,
they're not good, yeah. There is it. Yeah.
The outside is still grey and
moving. Oh yes, that's old colour, yeah.
That's an old Transvaal.
Yeah, the one, yeah, that's right, before they went squirting.
Yes,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, they probably bought off the old, whatever, SAI and
that
privacy maintained.
Going to stop here, I think. Is there a track on the other side?
No.
Oh, so we're not going to wait for a train or something. No, it's going so slow. I Unless we're going to split from single to double and we've got to wait.
I think we're now going from metro to private.
Oh, private line.
Outside.
Yeah, so we've got to wait till for the go-ahead. It's using the whistle. Oh, is it? Maybe a train's on its way.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait for a changeover.
Yeah, I might move across if there's a train, if you can...
Oops.
Maybe I can catch a train. This one in here. Diesel. Oh yes. Jeez. Tanker. Okay. You. Okay. Yeah. Oh, the half length. Yeah, they're 20 footers there. Oh, that's 12 meters. You get longer than 12 meters. Juice. Oh, that goes on the full length. Cool. So we made it in one piece to our halfway destination. Now the next section is going to deal with the trip back. And for poor old Susan, quite a hectic trip back. She's got to haul this 12-coach passenger train, and I must say with some very large people included. So I think she did a very good job. Firstly, we're going to listen to myself and my friend Monet discussing the wheel configuration and the wheel size of Susan, of our Class 12 AR locomotive. You'll hear she's standing in the background. We're actually standing next to her, approximately 2 meters away from her. Then we proceed to onboard the train and climb in the steep gradient. And at one stage, you'll hear Susan lose traction. And at other times, we're going so slow. I'm estimating between 8 and 12 miles an hour. And we're alongside the road at one stage where the traffic actually pass us and blow hooter at us. It's not common to see a steam train these days. That's also probably why. And then we'll have a few other sound clips of on the route back home. So without too much further chat, enjoy.
Is this the coal truck tender?
Oh, is it
the drive wheels? So there's six drive wheels.
The smaller one.
I'm counting eight.
Oh, is it? Eight drive wheels.
Oh, okay. I count eight drive wheels.
Just so.
Two little ones.
Two in front, because they say it's a 2. Yeah, they say it's a 262, so it should actually have.
Oh, this is the coal trailer.
Yeah.
I see. I thought it was part of the same.
No, I think they're just the main engine.
Yeah, that's got two bogies on with four and four.
Okay, and I have an idea.
This is a 482.
482. Okay, yeah. Okay, so she's actually got eight driving wheels, yeah. Which is pretty good. He needs to go back to get some momentum for the hill. Yeah, actually. Got it flat open, eh? Yes. Yeah. Okay, now what's he doing? Yeah, he's pushing it. You can hear it. It's the hill, I think. That's not good. Oops. What was he doing?
Stopping.
Yeah. I think this engine's battling to get us even going up here. So you can hear the intensity is actually pushing, trying to get us going. It hasn't wheel spun, it hasn't slipped yet. Yeah. But there you can, yeah, the engine's working hard. Wanted to spin. Oh, there we go. He's spinning. He lost traction there, but he throttled back immediately.
That's why it's strange to me that on an uphill it's better to be at the back.
Yeah, to push the train.
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You get more grip in pushing than you do in pulling.
Pulling, yeah. Feel the gradient. He's almost losing traction again.
And we did arrive home safely, although I did not record the pulling into the final station. We had to get our stuff together and ready to get off the train as quickly as possible. But it was a lovely trip, and I really would like to do it again, although I would have enjoyed to be able to actually record the train passing with the steam locomotive under full throttle. But with us being on board the train, it was a little bit difficult to do so. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. I'm going to finish off with another single sound clip. I'm quite proud of this recording. It's a recording of three 34-class diesel locomotives, the biggest diesel locomotive used in South Africa currently. Three locomotives were pulling only 26 coal trucks, a bit of an overkill for three locomotives. The reason being the area where we were in, as you would probably have understood by now, is pretty hilly. And I presume they need the smoke locomotive power to haul the trains up those gradients. I'm not too sure what the angle or the steepness of the gradients are, but I think somebody mentioned the 40 to 1, sort of 40 meters climbs 1 meter. This train gave me a good opportunity to record. They approached us. We were actually in the train. They approached us, leaving a track open between us. So the train was approximately 3 to 4 meters away from where I was standing in the train. The three locomotives stopped next to us, basically with the third locomotive in line with me. And then after idling for a while, they pulled away, and you can hear them powering up and getting the train into motion, and then you'll hear the rest of the train. Pretty good recording, if I say so myself. I hope you enjoy, and please give me feedback. My email is carldc, which is carldc, at net1.co.za. I really hope you enjoyed this. Until next time.
Diesel. Open.